Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Tonight, the New York State issues sex guidelines for coronavirus. Get kinky, but use walls. I'll get into that. I mean, what do they mean? Oh, wow. No, I get a bit. Yeah, Black Lives Matter is targeting Paw Patrol and a children's cartoon on the Nick Jr. channel because it shows a positive view of police. Don't worry, folks. NASCAR is going under and has been for a very long time, so that's nothing new. But then you got cops and IPD, you know, getting to all so much stuff going on. Kelly McEnery, if you can safely riot, then they call it protest, but it's rioting, then you can obviously vote. So that 2 weeks ago, we need to vote in person. No, we need to vote mail-in because it's unsafe. And then a week later, everyone's out riding. Oh, Lord, help us. Trump rejects calls to rename military bases because they want to tear down everything else. They want to erase our history. UCLA professor Gordon Klein has been placed on leave after rejecting request to postpone final exams for black people. I guess white people, they couldn't postpone them, you know. But black people, you have to postpone them for them. It's a bunch of bull honky. This is kind of neat. They're actually wanting to do seven, I think now, have signed up CBD companies to have their CBD tested and stuff to see if they're, like, how honestly safe it is and all that stuff. So I'm going to get into that and Premier League's back, and I want to get into that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I do hope you feel part of, and let me get to this really quickly. Okay. Psalms 23:1-2. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Don't forget, Victory Temple Church of God, it's 7 right after this. We got Bible study. You don't even have to be a member. Come out, learn. I need it after what I had to go through with this, the start of this program. Yeah. I don't have a tablecloth because it kept sliding this, that, and then it dumped over and got some on my computer. So, okay. What do I do with that? I didn't know what to do, so I'm going like, yes, it seems to be working, so I don't have a tablecloth. Then, I guess Chrome was not updated, so I had to update it because I couldn't get my conversation thing to work so I could call in. It's just been, I've just been given the whole, like, last 20 minutes to go, okay, we got to get on the air, we got to do this, so, you know. NASCAR bans Confederate flag at races and all this stuff. And my wife, Monica, goes, well, I've never even seen one. Well, if you go down to, like, Bristol and you go down south where NASCAR was started, there are lots of places where they are. NASCAR was started by people that got out of federal prison for bootlegging liquor, and they needed that adrenaline rush of going real fast. So, hey, let's have races. And so it begins. And it's been going downhill. I mean, it's not the Confederate flag. It's a nail in the coffin because it's been going in the toilet for a long time. In 2003, I've said this before, when Matt Kenseth won the final Winston Cup race title, Yeah, that's when it, because, wait a minute, this is bull crap. He won the title and he didn't win the race, and everyone got their panties in a wad. So when it became Nextel, oh, let's do this cup chase and let's, you know, and all this. And then they kept changing that every time he turned around. Well, that's not fair. This is not right. All Jimmy Johnson had to do was start the race and he won. No, Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knauss figured out stuff. Hey, if we take the very last stall and we can get a tenth of a second jump ahead of everyone, and they can't tell. All these things that happened. They dumped. I hate to say it. My wife's probably going to laugh if she's watching like this, but Jimmy Johnson, I believe, is one of the greatest NASCAR drivers of all time. The greatest ever was Richard Petty. 7 NASCAR Winston Cup championships, 200 victories, no one even comes close. No one. I'll be here for eternity until you can prove me wrong. It's an eternity. But Jimmy Johnson was phenomenal. He wanted to be, he was like Dale Sr. I want to be ahead of that guy. I know I'm 4 laps down, but I still want to be ahead of him. And when all he has to do is start the race and the title's his, people got pissed. Well, it's not even exciting. So they changed it and changed it and changed it. I mean, I used to pay $65 for seats at MIS Speedway that now they got to a point where they're $25 sit wherever you wanted to. They couldn't get anyone to go. I remember they had like badges. Okay, if you got a purple badge, you can go here, you can go to different and see things. Then it got to the point where all that stuff was brought out in the open so everyone could just see it instead of having, you know, special credentials to go to here, to go there. And I mean, even if they sell out the Daytona 500, they still have fewer people going because there's less seats than there were back in the day when they had that backstretch seating and everything. Way more people went. But, and now that you're going to ban the Confederate flag, it doesn't matter what you think of the flag. It's principalities. Okay, well, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's have this. Lady Antebellum has come out and saying that they're changing their name because they found out that Antebellum is associated with racism, with like slavery.
Are you serious?
Yes. See, they're going to be a slave to their own problems. Because, oh, I can't. Okay, we're going to do a little. I'm starting a new game show. And then this is going to be on my Facebook page. It's not really a game show. I'm going to give someone $50 if they can give me something that I can't somehow tell you that I'm offended by it somehow. There's nothing you could put in front of me that I could not find some way to say it offends me and we should get rid of it.
This.
Apple juice, because that usually comes from China, and China, those people are abused, and it's a communist country, and it's, don't even get me started with the Chinese and how they're, what they did to us. That offends me.
Nope, this is made right here in,
the product
Arizona.
Comes, huh?
It's made right here in Arizona.
Where's the, look at it.
I just looked at it. It's made in Delmont, Arizona.
The stuff is usually made from, the product usually, it says it comes from China. Because the last bit we got.
Oh my goodness, you're even off camera.
No, it should be up here. It says where the apples come from. Because if that's the Walmart brand, the apples come from China. I know they do. Because the last container she had, the apple said, product of China. And it might be up there. There's something up there. Usually it says product of China. They usually
best used if, yeah. No, this just, it doesn't say China.
Well, the last container did. And
okay.
I mean, just look at the OJ. If you ever look at OJ, OJ will come from Florida, California, China, Brazil, Africa, like 10 countries.
You do know that it's okay for other countries to make food.
But that offends me because all the abuse they have.
And I want to tell you something. 99% of apples and applesauce, apple juice, A lot of it comes from Michigan, but 95, you ever heard of Johnny Appleseed? Comes from the USA.
Yeah, but most, yeah, but in the restaurants where I worked, all our frozen concentrated OJ and stuff comes from China. That's why my friend Don would never drink it.
That's not the only reason, but that's the reason he said. But yeah.
I mean, next time you go to Aldi's, look at the freeze-dried strawberries, and it'll have like 10 countries that the strawberries come from to make the freeze-dried ones. But I can, you know, that's how it is. I mean, everyone's got their pennies and what about everything? Lady Antebellum changes his name after realizing Antebellum's connection to slavery. I mean, you know, we got Cops going. I didn't even know Cops was still doing TV show, brand new episodes. Cops is going off the air, Live PD, the number one show on A&E, one of the biggest hits on television, and they're going off, they're caving to Black Lives Matter, who don't really care about Black Lives because, you know, they don't care. I mean, if you really want to get down to it, then blacks should leave this country because they're offensive because they're a historical symbol of racism.
Okay. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Do you want Domino's for dinner? Have you eaten?
No, I haven't. Go ahead. Okay. But that, I mean, no, I love black people. It's a joke in the term of they want to tear down everything because everything's offensive. Native Americans named the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. But we got to get rid of the Washington Redskins because we're Democrats and we're offended, but the people that named the team are not offended who are Native Americans. I've talked to several Native Americans that like are furious that they got rid of Chief Wahoo. They loved it. It was not offensive. It's all these PC people that get their panties in a bunch. NASCAR's been going downhill for a very long time. Because you're getting rid of... It's part of history. These Confederate monuments are not like, oh, we're... No, it's to showcase, look at these generals and who they were. You can have a monument of Adolf Hitler up. It doesn't mean you're praising the man. It's like, hey... This was a brutal, evil dictator. This is here to remind us of who he was and how we never want to be like that. Pardon me. Whew.
That was gross.
Yes, it was, and I apologize. After the start I had on the program, hey, I'm due a little bit of release. But this whole, everyone's, I guess what I'm saying is I can make anything offensive. They're doing that now. They're just tearing down. There was a monument to a black, all-black military regiment of military fighters that were all black, and they destroyed it and vandalized it. Black Lives Matter did. Antifa did. And they don't even probably know what those people are about and what they mean. They don't care. It's not about, oh, we gotta vandalize and vandalize. Because they're a bunch of brainless idiots that don't know anything and they're just going and doing whatever they're told. Because they're never called to come out and march when a black kills a black man. No, but hey, if you can safely riot, you can safely vote, because that's what this is. When you have patriots standing in Michigan with guns, not doing any damage, not yelling, not screaming, not there's nothing wrong with that. But that they're terrorists. Look at those evil Trump supporters with their guns. Well, I don't think any of these rioters showed guns, or not many. And look at all the vandalism they did. Oh, there are people that got shot. So, yeah, there were guns. But, how many, when they were protesting the lockdown in Michigan, how many people died? I wonder how many buildings were burned.
Zero.
What was that? Zero? Wow. I guess I guess if you're a peaceful protester and you're a conservative, you might as well just rot in hell and die of gonorrhea, because you're the most worst thing in the world. But if you burn buildings and flip cars and kill police officers, oh, you're just a peaceful, wonderful protester. We love you. You're a black person trashing a black lady's convenience store. Now, not only is she probably not going to make it because of COVID-19, but now because of this, now she's going to be even more in the hole. Because now you've just trashed your convenience store where you shop at, all because you're a stupid idiot and aren't using your brain. You're about as smart as Joe Biden. I want to thank everyone for Super Win. It's the Super Day, whatever that was. It's Super, the word that ends in day. Make sure you have your record players turned on so you can hear me. At least we got a president with a backbone that he's rejecting calls to rename military bases named after Confederate leaders. Oh, you can't erase history. Okay, you can't erase history, but my wife worked with kids that didn't even know what cursive handwriting was. If you can eliminate a group of kids that don't even know what cursive handwriting is, you can get, they're limited. They don't teach history now, so what do you mean eliminate it? You have Black Lives Matter people rioting and wrecking monuments that are for black, like a whole black troop of people. They don't care. They don't know. And you couldn't talk to them anyways. Even if you said, you know, that that's a black regiment that you should be proud of, they wouldn't care. They'd just, oh, well, if that's a black military regiment, then they sold out to the man, you know. I mean, they're all Uncle Tom saying, because they sold out to the man, you know. Because I'm a stupid, retarded black person and don't know any better than, you know, how oppressed can you be if a black man who was born in Kenya, Africa, can grow up to become the leader of the free world, a.k.a. the president? How oppressed can you be to have a black woman grow up to be one of the most successful talk show hosts in the world, Oprah Winfrey? I may not care for her. I may not agree with her. Look at how successful Whoopi Goldberg is. I can't stand her. But look at how successful she is, and she's black. So don't tell me you can't make something of yourself because of the color of your skin. I can check after the show.
I don't know when they'll be here. Where's your wallet? I'll check.
I don't know where it is. Probably in my other pants.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm trying to be positive here. Oprah Winfrey is successful. So is Whoopi Goldberg. So is Michael Jordan. They got what's called American privilege. You come here to a country, you bust your ass, and you can make it, and you can become something. You want to stop racism? Stop talking about it. Handle everything on a case-by-case basis. Okay, this person killed this person. Period. Well, actually, 99% of all black murders, they don't even care because it's a black person that's doing the killing. So they don't care. That person never even gets the light of day. And it's sad. We're all humans at the end of the day. I'll take my niece out there. I'll take my wife and I'll take me and I'll take a knife and I'll cut her song. Guess what? I bet you $100 I bleed red and so does my wife and so does my niece. Now you could tell people's gender in an X-ray if the part of the male body had a bone in it. What was it? Who was that? What was that guy's name? Carlos Mencia. I love the guy because he's real. He called calls it like he sees it. Sorry, but you ain't going down an alley in New York at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking, hey, look, it's a Mormon. No, you're thinking, okay, am I going to get mugged? Am I going to get shot, raped? What the heck? You're going to be in a world of hurt if you don't get real. Are there some on the other side? The whole thing flew, like both of the things went flying. But, yeah, I'm just talking to my producer, but that's how it is. You got to get real. There are going to be bad cops. But you're going to sit there and try to defund police agencies, not give them the funding they need to do 100% of what they need to do. Now you can get away with it if you defund, okay, legalize every drug, and then you won't be having to waste cops every day going after stupid people smoking pot. You want to have a peaceful world, give everyone a joint. Here you go. At this time, you all light up. Let me tell you, it'd be a peacefulness. You want to have 8 hours of like weird tranquility? Just give everyone a hit of acid. And for 8 hours, you would have no problems. You'd have people seeing dinosaurs and all kinds of who knows what. But you'd have peace and tranquility. Oh, we got to defund every police force because one cop is bad. You know, 1 million black people die at the hands of black people, but 10 black people die at the hands of a white cop, and we got to defund everyone because of that. Why don't you work on your own communities, your own cities? Like those guys said in the Chicago video, broken homes, yes, we can. Show me a white Tea Party Republican within 50. They ain't going to come around here. This isn't a conservative. This isn't a Republican issue. I'll vote for whoever that I think is going to help make our community great. You can't blame white people. They won't even come near here. And if they come here, we're going to be like, oh, yeah, you need to turn around. You in the wrong hood. But that's the problem. You have all these people that are getting so retarded. I mean, people are going to be enslaved to their own everything. Stacey Abrams, the Biden campaign, hasn't called me for VP to vet her to make sure she's good. Stacey, Joe Biden don't know what day of the week it is, so how in the heck? He thinks he's running for Senate. And that's scary. But you have live PD and cops going off the air. I want MSNBC to go off the air. I want CNN to go off the air. See, if you have Stacey Abrams as vice president with Joe Biden, that would offend me because that would make me think of, like, I don't like Biden's the slave owner and she's a slave. It would offend me because she is second. A black woman would be second to a white man. The white man would be in charge of her. I'm offended by that. That can't happen. See? There you go. I was able to take something and show how I'm offended by it, because that's just what we live in. Everyone's got their panties in a wad, and they're all offended by everything. I was going to wear a red shirt, but I thought, well, someone might think that red shirt looks like I'm covered in blood, and that might offend someone. But then, okay, well, if I leave my white shirt on, someone's going to think, hey, he's a whitey and racist because he's only wearing white. So I was afraid someone would find something wrong with what I'm wearing, and it's only me. I can't watch this. I had to sit there for a whole hour and listen to the conversation to this guy that had a shirt on that offended me. There's a thing called knobs. Yeah, when I was a kid, your dad would take a shoe and throw it at you, and when he hit you in the head, that meant change the channel, and then you throw the shoe back at you. And then if he threw it at you again, hit you in the head, that means change the channel again. See, my generation was sitting around the table, hanging out with grandparents, my friend's grandparents. Every single one in the room was smoking a pipe or a cigarette, and they lit our candy cigarettes. I mean, some of that stuff, when we were growing up, those people would be thrown, we'd be taken by Child Protective Services 50 times over for the stuff they do. They did. But that was normal. Here you go. Here's an empty Budweiser bottle. Suck on it. Nowadays, oh my God, I can't believe it. You gave a kid what? Yeah, my mom was giving whiskey when she had pain. Oh yeah, parents, I would be outraged. Can you believe it? You gave a 4-year-old was given an empty bottle of Coke. You served your little 4-year-old a Coca-Cola. Are you kidding me? How dare you? That's the world we live in. If I'm offended, no one can have it. No one should be allowed. Instead of keeping to yourself, you have a hanging plant on your house, I'm going to look it up because that has to be, that is so gaudy, that has to be wrong. I'm going to call the homeowners association, and if that's actually allowed, I'm going to make sure that gets disallowed because I can't stand hanging plants, and if I can't stand them, you're not going to have one on your house. I'm going to go, if I have to get an attorney, if I have to burn your house down, I'm making sure because I'm offended by that hanging plant because it just annoys the heck out of me. If I don't like it, you can't have it. And that's just where we live in. It reminds me of the German redcoats. I stand up for what I believe in, and these people, you can have Black Lives Matter. You can have peaceful protests and say, hey, everyone supported y'all in the beginning because no one saw that cop do anything right. He did inappropriate stuff and that person died. Okay? He did. Guess what? Once you started burning buildings and rioting and doing stuff like that, that's more like, okay, Nope. But that's the problem. I remember reading, because I was doing, because they had those like party blowers, that when you blow and go, pshit, and like the paper comes out and it rolls back up. The EU wants you to be 13 years. I think they passed a rule that technically you have to be 13 to use those, because if it rolls back up, it can go. I remember, and reading, and they had all these comments, and this lady went to a birthday party for her daughter, and she said, well, balloons are dangerous. How can you hand out helium balloons? They're dangerous, and look at the length of the string. It could get wrapped around your neck, and my daughter could choke. How dare you do that? And she was going ballistic. But there you go. And she went nuts. She goes, you got to be kidding me. They're 8 years old at the birthday. Well, that string is so long that they can get wrapped around their neck and choke and da da. How dare you bring that? How dare you have us at a party? And I'm like, because you disagree with something, everyone has to support you. I'm so tired of, I live my life. If you don't like, keep your mouth quiet. Like the song, Burn One Down says, now my choice is what I choose to do, and if I'm causing no harm, I'm all right with you. If your choice is what you choose to do, if you're causing no harm, you're right with me. I'm tired of people trying to You have to think like I think, or get that F out. I hate that. I can't believe it. And it just, wow, Antebellum has connections to slavery. I can't believe it. We're going to have to change our name. And you're just going to have to keep, it's sort of like people that, there are people that are alcoholics that are enslaved in alcoholism because not only, now they don't drink, but they've gone from one extreme to drinking too much to now they, like it controls their life trying not to drink. And they're enslaved. Where is me carrying a Confederate flag forcing you to believe anything? I mean, these people like, well, I saw a cross and I had to believe in Jesus because that offended. No. No. See right over there? That's Victory Temple Church of God. I can go there. If you don't support it, don't go. There's the People's Bible Baptist Church. If that offends you, don't go. If you support it, go. It's like a TV show. Okay, just because there's a Confederate flag doesn't mean you have to support it.
You know, if I don't like something on Facebook, I keep scrolling.
Yeah.
I don't like something on TV, I keep going. I go to some place, I don't like something, I keep going. I don't. It's that. I don't try to tell them. I don't even try to tell clients that you think I don't like, unless it's their safety issue.
Yeah.
I don't even tell them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I've had tons of people, oh, so NASCAR is going down. No, it's not because of the Confederate flag. It's way further. If you look at how many people used to go to the races compared to how many go now, they've lost so many people. What's happening in this world is people are losing a backbone. They're just, instead of standing up for what, hey, this is our name, take it or leave it. My ancestry, someone in my family did DNA testing, and when you look at the DNA testing, it comes back that there's a big, big chunk of me that's Hasidic Jew, and I'm going to start studying them and learning about them. Wow. You know how many people were killed at Auschwitz? I'm not sitting there saying tear it down. I look at those photos and say, look at what happened. Let's learn from that so we never do it again. But you have a generation of kids that are basically this. Trump is a racist Hitler. Well, wait a minute. He wants you to own guns. He wants you to go to church, and he supports Jewish people. If you knew history, you'd know Hitler would not support any of those three. Hitler was getting rid of churches, taking your guns, killing Jews. What's hilarious is they had babies that they were poster childs for the white race. That
now,
when they
you
did,
you know that Hitler said that. Why Hitler? He did say that he was doing it for the Lord's work. He said he was a Christian and stuff. He said he was getting rid of the Jews because of what the Jews did to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, like we've always joked about, how would we live in this world if, what if Pontius Pilate decided, okay, free Jesus, let him go? Would we have to be perfect because Jesus was not crucified? You know, I mean, there's a South Park episode where Father Mackey goes, well, if you don't go to hell for crucifying the Lord and Savior, what did he go to hell for? Well, Jesus knew he had to die on the cross. But, you know, let me see where we're at, folks. We got 24 minutes left in the program. Wow, time flies when I do this. It does. But I do have the conversation PayPal link if you want to donate to the program. It'd be greatly appreciated. I thank you beyond words if you do that. Yes, this is not cheap what I do. But it's one of those things. Okay, let me see here. Okay, it's taking forever to upload. But it's just one of those, it's this world we live in where everyone's offended by everything and everyone's getting their panties in a wad. Everyone, I'm offended. Like I said, I can give me anything you want to and I can find a way to prove you that I can be offended by it.
Okay, be offended by this.
That is plant food because yellow is the color of cowards and I'm offended by people that don't have a backbone.
That's a big stretch. That's a big stretch.
But there you go. Look at what the people are doing now. Pooch, the Paw Patrol, they are like saying that he's making cops out to be good when every single cop is bad. But yeah, just one of those things, hey, my wife. Anyways, it's one of those things that we live in, this world we live in, where everyone is offended by everything. And, you know, well, they not called me, Stacey Stevens. Dude, Joe Biden doesn't know what day of the week it is. Disney pulls ads from Tucker Carlson's Fox News show over BLM Black Lives Matter protest coverage. You gotta understand something. Fox News, Disney is trying to get rid of Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity because they're the closest thing to conservatives left on Fox News. No one has a back. Okay, well then, that's because a black man killed a black man. Well, why doesn't a black man killing a black man offend you? Because a white guy doing it, it's game on. I don't understand. Yeah, now liberal groups want to have the Supreme Court be 11 people. Well, since they're getting a bunch of conservatives in the Supreme Court, we need to up it so that we get a bunch of Democrats in there so that we can even the score. No, a Supreme Court justice should go, what's the law say? Not back and forth. And that's the problem. There's so many things that are coming out right now where these people and politicians are just falsely and misleading. And it's just getting, it's so stupid. And these idiots that are Democrats believe every word that, oh, well, Joe Biden said it has to be true. Martin Luther King was a white man. No way. I bet you I could get Democrats to believe that Martin Luther King was a white man that was a racist. And they start tearing down his stuff. It's just sad. But that's just where we live in. They don't know any better. They don't know. Wait a minute here. That's the problem in this world. They don't know. They're not taught anything. That's why you have Black Lives Matter trashing a monument honoring a black regiment. I bet you 90% of black people don't even know that there was black people that were the first slave owners. And there were actually Europeans that were sold to be slaves in Africa. I'm trying to think of what the name of what it was called. Barbary slaves. There were white slaves that actually were Europeans that were sold to Africans, that were sold to Africa to be slaves. White people, So whites have been sold. Whites have been sold into slavery into Africa. Barbary slave trade. Wow. But only blacks were slaves. If they knew their history, they would know that blacks were slave owners. That the Barbary slave trade had black people, not slaves, white people from Europe that were brought over to Africa to be slaves. Name one group of people in this world that was not a slave. Ain't gonna happen, folks. It ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna get into this because this is really kind of cool. CBD toxicity study guided by the FDA. Starting in July, I think now there's up to like, there's 7, maybe possibly up to 10 companies that want to have CBD, and they want to give people CBD to see how it affects the liver, to see if there could be any. We're not saying, okay, THC or CBD is bad, we're going to prove it. No, they just want to see, okay, could there be any issue with it? So it's going to be kind of interesting to see if there's any issue with, like, the liver or anything, if it could possibly cause an issue. Not saying it will, but it can. It could. Maybe. We don't know. It could be, it's pretty much the most benign thing, but hey, at least they're wanting to do something. You know, a lot of the people in Colorado say, hey, we want to have regulation. I want to know that when I get my products, that I'm getting a safe product every time I get it, that there's not pesticides and herbicides and all kinds of other stuff in it. So that I know I'm getting a quality product. And they're going to take CBD orally for 60 days. Then they will record their experiences in journals for the course of 30 days. In addition, participants will provide blood samples, which will screen for 4 liver function tests just to see if there's any issue, if there could be. Just like they're trying to get studies done because there are people finding out that the magic mushrooms, like the Liberty Caps and Phyllisilums, that people that are manic depressant, that are bipolar, that are schizophrenic, and all these diseases and different issues, that this person no longer needs medication who is manic depressant. They don't need any antidepressants now. And they're wanting to find out what could cause this. You know, and they want to do like clinical trials. And with CBD, they want to do the same thing. Let's take CBD. Let's see. Is there a way to make it better? So it's good, but can we make it better or great? You know, and go from there and see. Maybe there's a way to take like 10 milligrams and make it like 20 milligrams or 30 milligrams. So it's going to be neat to see how this study goes through and see that at least it's nice that they can actually do stuff like this. So, and hopefully it's objective and it's not like agenda-driven to where the whole point of this is to try to demonize it so we can get it made illegal. So we'll have to wait and see. Let me see where we're at, folks. I got about 13 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, the one thing that I want to go on before I get into the Premier League is this opinionation world where if I voice my opinion on COVID-19, I'm a Facebook expert. Folks, if you have an opinion and you speak about it on Facebook, you are a Facebook expert. Congratulations. That's just what we live in. If you post something, if you talk about it on Facebook, you're an opinionated person. Yeah, you're an opinionated person. Doesn't mean you're an expert. I've never heard anyone say, well, I'm not a doctor, but COVID-19, this is what I know. I mean, I can sit there and say, I will tell you, I believe that it's bad, but it's not this massive pandemic like everyone thinks. I'm no doctor. That's my opinion. I'm not an expert. That's just what I believe from the people I've talked to who work in the medical field and what I've seen firsthand. And when they've come out with how many people have died from the flu and how many people have died from all these other issues like drinking and driving and drugs and COVID-19 and all these, I'm like, well, wow, COVID-19 is the lowest. Wow, how many billions of people die every day from smoking cigarettes and chewing tobacco and pipes? Wow. But, like, look at how many millions die from the seasonal flu, but you're more concerned about COVID-19 that kills way less. We're not experts. I do my research. This conversation is very hard to do when you have, like, 50 articles where, oh, this person, and they're credible sources. And when I mean credible, it's hard to find. I mean, it's like, I'm not talking like a fake news site. I mean, well, CNN is fake news, but it's like mainstream. It's not like a news. It's not like a news information site you've never heard of. It's not like worldofadukin.com, and it has not. It's a NBC, and it says, well, Biden said this, or Hillary Clinton said this, or Trump said that, or this, and there's. And when you, where's the audio clip? And some of them, it's even MSNBC coming out saying, well, Biden, like, well, and there's no audio clip on it. You can't, how can I'm gonna have verification. I want proof that Biden said this, or Trump said that, or Hillary Clinton said this. I believe them.
You know what? I'm like that too, and I'm like that. I believe them, but you can't prove it, right? But you know what? As many minds as they say on Trump, hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
But when you sit there and want to back it up, because I've had articles where Trump said this, Trump said that, and I've even looked on Snoops, and it comes up as fake because there's never been audio proving that he ever said this. Do I believe Biden said that or Hillary Clinton said this? Yeah, but there's no audio to prove it, so I want to hear it from there. I want to, just for facts, sakes, I want to have that audio that can, yeah, that's actually Hillary Clinton. But I want to get into some Premier League news. I want to thank you so much, too much. Thank you so much. I guess Bellingham might be the guy that said we were not going to get Havarti. I don't think, who is that? I'm drawing a blank right now. I had his name memorized. But I don't think Jude Bellingham's coming to Manchester United. There's incredible sources say he's going to Germany. So, I mean, that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of talk via Sky Sport that if we can beat Tottenham tomorrow and start out good, that they believe we can get fourth place. We just need consistency. We need that. What we really need is, Ollie needs a plan. What I mean by that is, okay, are we going to play a 4-3-3, 5-3-2? What setup are we going to play? And I feel like he tries to change it up every time for, oh, since we're playing them, let's, you know, most players, most managers, this is how I set up my team, and this is the type of football we play no matter who we're playing. On the pitch, this is how we set it up, a 5-3-2 or, you know, 4-3-3 or 4-3-2-1. Okay, set it up that way every time. Know what style of football we're playing. Well, we played the 5-3-2 last week. This week it's a 4-3-3 I mean, what is it? You know, you can't. I mean, you could say that, hey, and I've said this before, maybe he's kept some players they wouldn't want, but I think it started with Dave Moyes. When I think some players were going to come to United and thinking, I got off first, and yes, sir. And then when he bowed out, take care of family stuff, and retired, okay, yeah, I want to look at my options. I want to, if I was coming for Alex Ferguson, he's not there, bye-bye. And then Dave Moyes, they had a problem getting the players that they wanted to come, because I was told that Dave Moyes said that they were one step away from signing Gareth Bale, and bam, instantly, they were getting ready to get on the chopper, and we signed with Real Madrid, see ya. And then you had, other players that just, I don't think, and when you look at Van Gaal, and then you look at Jose Mourinho, they've all kind of talked about how this is who I wanted these players, and it didn't happen. And I think that's a big issue. And I think Ollie is doing the best he can with what he has. But we don't have a style of football. 4-3-3 or the 4-3-2-1, pick one and go with it. Run with it. And I'm wondering if, well, he plays better here and he's like, you know, you need to take, okay, this is the style of, we're going to do the 4-3-3. This is how we're going to set it up for the 4-3-2-1, and you're going to learn to play that style. I think the players, because he changes the tactics, you can adjust during a match. But if every time you start out with a different formation on the pitch, people, I think, are getting confused. He doesn't have a DNA footprint. And I think they're trying to figure out on the job what's going on. And it's frustrating. But I think I love Ollie. But at the end of the day, if he's not fit to be if he's not the right job man for the job, then you need to say he's not the right man for the job. I think he is. I think he'll turn out, whether he's here for another year or 20 years, he's someone that I think in the end you're gonna go, wow. Raise your hand if you were like, why did they take Ryan Giggs? Look at the player he turned into. He's a legend. There's some people that thought, okay, if we get Jude Bellingham, we would probably just loan him back out so he can continue to get exposure, because how much first-team football is he going to get? We got plenty of young talent. We need to get players that can help us in the now. And I think that's going to be a big, big thing, that we need to get players that are going to help us in the now. So it's going to be interesting to see. If we can get Sancho and Van de Beek, I'll be peachy. It's one of those things moving forward, you know. And I think it's going to be awesome. We play Tottenham tomorrow. I've got to find out when so I can be home to watch the match. It's going to be interesting, though, because there's the debate over, do they put, like, the FIFA audience in? And one question I want to try to look up tonight is, how do they...
I think they should demand that the players wear masks.
When they're not on the pitch, they do.
No, when they're on the pitch. Every single second.
They can't, because they're tested. They're tested.
So
they don't have it.
They can go out and get bought by somebody.
They test. Well, they get tested more than. Oh, they get tested like 3 times a week. It's ridiculous.
I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
Oh, I know it is. But here's my thing, though. How do they know, like, if they score? How do they know how to add in really quickly, like that?
If you have 7 second delay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I want to look that up, like, because in the Bundesliga they started to add like sound fan noise, so it sounds like you're. But I'm like, how in the heck do they like know when to make the crowd go nuts when they're, I think it's just like stagnant noise, like stagnant fan, I don't know. But like Mark said, he's watched so long where he just watches the game with no audience, with no sound, that he's just so used to it. He says better with that, but because he's had it for a while where he has like one ear and he can listen. And it's kind of sometimes, like I've tried to listen to something like a Trump speech in one ear and while I'm doing this, and it's so hard to try to concentrate and try to listen and hear. But it's fun, though. It's kind of fun to try to do, but it's so hard.
Can we take a week off and go to Oklahoma the 19th? We need to leave, like, the 16th to make sure we get down here to get in line because it's his first Trump rally.
Well, of when?
June 19th.
This month? Well, I'd have to have way more time than that to give them notification. Yeah, that's...
How long you got COVID? They'll give you 2 weeks off.
Hey, I just got tested. Yeah, but then what they told me is if I test positive, anyone I've come in contact has to be tested. Now, yeah, so I'd have to go through how many people at university place. And yeah, it'd be a nightmare. I got about 90 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Just remember, folks, do me a favor. If you take a kid to a birthday and there's something that you have a problem with, keep your mouth, you know, if you got a problem if you got a problem with something, like, keep it, if I were to have a sign in my yard that's just like a smiley face, and I'm offended because
okay,
I'm always mad.
$50 if someone can't find something, what's wrong with the smiley face?
Because I'm pissed off all the time, and I hate that thing. It drives me nuts. Look, I'm a coward, because I'm yellow.
Okay, how does the U.S. flag offend you? You better watch it.
Because it symbols oppression. That's what not me saying this. That's what the Black Lives Matter, this is a symbol of oppression. That's what Black Lives Matter people say. That's not me saying that, but folks, remember, for the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.